Hey everybody, Larry McCarron along with the Packers Director of College Scouting, John Eric Sullivan. John Eric, tell me about Jamon Moore, the wide receiver you drafted out of Missouri.
Larry, we are very excited to get him. Jamon is he's a guy that's a good football player. He's been a very productive player in the Southeastern Conference for the last 2 years. I think he's had, if I'm not mistaken, 18 touchdowns between 16 and 17. Went over 1,000 yards this year, almost 1,000 last year. He's a athletic, tall, long kid who's good after the catch. He plays the game fast, and we think he's going to definitely add to our group.
The thing that jumps out at you when you watch him on tape is he's a big guy, 6'3", 207, and he had 21 reps on the bench press. That's something else for a wide receiver, isn't it?
It is. He's like I said, he's got long arms, so when you're bench pressing, obviously that works against you, but he's good. You know, when you watch him, he's strong. He is deceptively strong with a longer, leaner frame. When guys try to tackle him after the catch, he's got a knack for wiggling out as well as making people miss. So I think he's strong and athletic and, again, going to add to the group. I think he's got a chance to be a really good player.
John Eric, there's been some question about Jamon's speed, but his play speed's a different deal, isn't it?
It is. He like I said in there, he's a guy that when he ran 4.49, I was surprised because I thought he would run faster. When you watch him play on tape, he covers ground, he closes the cushion on defensive backs, and plays the game plenty fast, and 40's not a concern for us at all.
Take Jamon in the fourth round. In the fifth, you follow with Cole Madison, offensive line guy out of Washington State. Tell me about him.
Yeah, play tackle there. He's a guy that we like to size, very consistent player. Thought he had position versatility, can play guard, can play tackle if you need, good kid. Just really like the makeup of the kid and his ability to come in here and fit in with the group and help us out.
John Eric, could you talk about the philosophy of taking a guy like Cole who played tackle and making him tackle, guard, or just a guard? Can you talk about that versatility you're looking for?
Sure. It's always nice when you got a guy who's played on the edge in college because of some of the stressors athletically that you're forced to face when you're playing out on the edge. If you can play out on the edge in space and slide your feet and redirect and do the things that you have to do against pass rushers when you kick inside to guard or center, if that's the case, and you got bumpers on each side of you, you're playing in a phone booth, so to speak. So what you did out there in space now becomes even easier. So I think from an athletic standpoint, you always feel good when you can take a guy who's played out on the edge and move him inside.
John Eric, thanks for the time, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Larry.